Well, Brent, how are you doing?
Right now, it's Sunday, June 16th, 1981, 10:08 a.m.
Which means your time is Monday, June 15th, 10:05. Just a couple more hours of beginning up and getting ready to go out and proselyte, where on our side of the world, we're getting ready to go to bed. Kind of doesn't seem possible that there's so much of a difference in time between us. There's so much I want to tell you, and I just don't know where to start. And so I thought by maybe making this tape that I'd be able to say much more than I'd be able to write. Because if I wrote all the things I'd wanted to say, the letter would be so heavy that it would cost a fortune to mail it.
Well, Brent, probably the biggest thing that's been happening right now is, yes, Brian's home. He came in last night at about 8:30, and it was really exciting. Mom and Dad and I were down there about a half hour early, and it was just kind of nice waiting around and being in the airport once again to come pick Brian up. Brian looks really good. The 2 years have mellowed Brian in a lot of ways. He's still fun, and we do get along. And confidentially, Brent, just between you and I, it's kind of neat to have him home. He's in a lot of ways different, but yet in a lot of ways he's the same old Brian. He talked today in church. What I mean by that is he talked in our elders' quorum, better said, and in Sunday school. And he did a good job. And while he was in Sunday school, Brent, he paid us a marvelous tribute in front of everyone. I thought I'd just kind of pass it along to let him know that he was thinking about you. He got up and he said that these 2 years away had made him really love and appreciate his two brothers, and he was so proud of you right now that you're on your mission serving the Lord in Germany. I'm sure I'll think of some more things to say about Brian as we go along. As I mentioned before, I have so many things I want to say, and I really don't know where to begin. Last Wednesday was Don and Mary's wedding, and it was really nice. I had the privilege of going up and witnessing the wedding, and it was really good. There were a lot of people there with Mary's brothers and sisters and Don's family. There were 52 people at the wedding. Which reminds me, Ross Valinga was there, and he got his mission call. He's going to the Indonesia-Singapore mission, and he leaves August 6th. Don's wedding reception was that night, and it was really, really good. The Valingas are a really neat, choice family, and Don's very lucky. He has so much to give people, you know, just the way Don's temperament is, and he and Mary will get along really good. Kind of a really tender moment I thought I was really impressed with. At the wedding breakfast, everybody had to introduce themselves and tell their relationships to Don and Mary. And then after everyone was through, Don and Mary got up, and Don couldn't say a word. And Mary had to take over, and I was very impressed by Don's humility. And he thanked me so many times for coming to the wedding, and I'm glad that I could have taken out my time to come and witness it, because it was really neat, and I feel pretty close to Don. He's a pretty sharp cousin. Lisa asks about you a lot. She says that she's going to write you. I gave her your Berlin address, and she said she'd try to get a letter off to you. Who knows, she might even have got up mail before I get this tape off, but I've at least given her the address, so you'll probably be getting a letter from her pretty soon. Today we had the opportunity, speaking of missionaries, to go to David Wheelwright's farewell. It was really good, Brent. David's going to be a good missionary, and he's excited to go. He's prepared for a long time, and he's going to be good. His family got up and gave a good talk. His older brother, Dean, talked about the different areas in Germany where he'd been, and it kind of made me feel special, because you're going to be in those same areas, or you've been in those areas, that he'll be working in, or has worked in, I should say. It's really kind of neat to think that you're in Germany right now. It's so exciting to think that you're in Berlin and by the Berlin Wall, and you have to write back and tell me just what Germany's like. It just seems so hard to believe that you really are in Europe. The many years I've studied German and wanted to see Germany, and right now you're there. There's kind of a really funny story I like. You might have heard it 1,000,000,000 times. But when over in Berlin, I'm sure you're going to find out that John F. Kennedy's, you know, still quite revered over there. And when he came to see the people in Berlin, he stood on the Berlin Wall. And to kind of impress the people, he said, you know, "Ich bin ein Berliner." And they all thought that was so funny. And what he wanted to say, you know, was, you know, "I'm one of you. I'm a Berliner, a person from Berlin." But as you might have already discovered, Berliners are little jelly-filled donuts that the Germans eat quite a bit. And so he got up and told everybody, he says, "I am a jelly-filled donut." And that's a favorite story that the Germans like to talk about. One thing I forgot to mention at David's farewell today is there was a German lady sitting right next to me, and she kept talking through the whole meeting. Most of the first part of the meeting, I should say, and come to find out, she's the woman that had called you before, you know, that really strange woman that talked to you on the phone. What she does is when she sees German elders in the newspaper, she will go to their farewells, or if she's not able, she'll call them up. And when I mentioned that I had a younger brother in Germany, she said which mission I told her, and when I said your name, she had mentioned that she had called you up. And so that's who talked to you on the phone. She's kind of a strange woman, kind of a scatterbrain, kind of airhead, but it was fun talking to her. Your letters came from both your mission and the London airport. It is so exciting, Brent, to hear from you, and you will never know how much that picture of you helped brighten up Mom and Dad's day. Knowing that you're there and safe and with your mission present by your side, Mom was really excited. I think the picture alone said more than 1,000 words of your letter could ever say. Brett, Mom and Dad are so proud of you. They talk about you often, and when people ask about you, they are very, very happy that you've got on a mission and that you're in Germany. And I just want to let you know that, speaking of being proud, Brett, you know that if it was possible, I wish I could speak to you face to face. It's kind of hard speaking in this tape machine. But you're where you should be. Germany needs you, and that's what's good. Brett, I'm so proud of you. You always have been a special little brother. I love you more than words can say, and even now, just talking about it, I'm getting choked up. And I just want to let you know that I just think you're super. Your help and your love and your concern in my life have meant so much, and the void that is left in my life by your with you being gone will be filled by your letters from Germany. Write often. Keep everybody informed. We really do look forward to your letters back here, as I'm sure you look forward to ours. There was a party for Carol Belknap 2 weeks ago. She has gone home now, but before she left, it was Aunt Della's idea to have a little party for her, since while she'll be in Florida, she'll receive her mission call. And so she more than likely won't be back to Utah again until she comes to the MTC. She mentioned that she wanted to let you know when she receives her mission call. And she says that if you haven't written her by the time she receives it, she'll call home and get your address and let you know. Because she really does want to let you know where she's going. while we were there, I saw Jean Erickson, and she says to tell you hello and hopes everything is going good with you. She wanted me to pass on a little bit of information that you might be interested in. Do you remember Jolene, the bank teller that we became such good friends with, that was always so friendly and nice to us? Well, she's getting divorced. It's not so much her part, but her husband was quite physical, and so they're getting an annulment. And poor Jolene is quite broken up about it, and she's thinking of maybe going down and rooming with Jean once again down at the Y. It's a really sad situation because there's so many people that go on to marry Jean thinking that it's going to be the really good thing, and to a lot of people it is, but there are some people, like in Jolene's case, when her husband just was a little too physical and it didn't quite work out. Mark's wedding is going to be this Thursday, and I'll be going to it. Mark and Holly make a really cute couple, and they're going to be very happy together. Mark's a choice person, and he's been a very good friend. I'm appreciative to all that he's done for me. There's a couple articles that are being sent along, not with the tape, but in another package. There's David's farewell that Mom cut out of the newspaper for you. She thought you'd like it. Then there's a article concerning the Germans and the Ku Klux Klan. I thought it was kind of funny. Well, not so much funny, but kind of strange. Maybe a little interesting. Brent, it was really good to see you at the airport. It really was. You mentioned how you didn't even cry till you hit that last little bitty runway, and it was hard on me, too. It was hard seeing you go. Like I mentioned before, you mean a lot to me, and it was hard, but I know you're doing what you should be doing, and I know you're going to have a lot of success just because of the person you are. You look so good at the airport, and you just seem to be so in control. I was very, very impressed. I know how hard it was when I said goodbye to the family, and yet it was funny because when it came time for me to say goodbye to the four of you when I left, I didn't cry. But yet, when you left, I cried. And I commented to Mom on the way back up the concourse that it was harder to say goodbye to you than it was for me to say goodbye to the family when I left. And I just hope you always know, Brent, that I do really love you a lot. And I'm sorry that if while you were here, you know, I kind of took advantage of it, because I didn't mean to. I just wanted to do a lot of stuff with you. And I just hope you know that my feelings. Once again, it really is neat to have Brian home. It's really different, you know, and it's kind of funny. He's in right now watching TV with Mom, but it's nice. And Mom's kind of excited to have him home. You know how moms are with their kids. Maybe I can get Brian to say something on this tape. I don't know. Mom mentioned she was going to say a few words at the end of the tape. So when I get through, I'll kind of give the tape over to her. She's not here listening right now, but I'm sure she's going to play the tape back. So, Brenda, I really don't know what I've said. I've kind of rambled on. I'm sorry. But there's a lot of things I wanted to tell you. You mean a lot to me. I know I've said that before, but I just want to let you know once again that you do mean a lot to me. Good luck on your mission, and I just know you're going to do good. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to just be an excellent, really sharp missionary. I'm impressed by your attitude. I was impressed by your preparedness. I'm just very thankful that of one of the two people that can literally call you a brother, that I'm one of them. Thank you, Brent, for all that you do for me and have done for me. I realize how different my life would have been had we never come in contact with each other. And I'm kind of getting ready now, you know, to get another newsletter out for the frat, and I realize how important your help was to me. and I just hope I'll be able to do it. I mentioned to Mom to have her help me, you know, and she just says, oh, you can do it. Well, we shall see if I can. But I don't think there's really much more I was going to tell you. I'm excited that you're in Germany. That I can't comprehend that. It's really neat. When Brian came home, you know, we've kind of, you know, shared stories back and forth of his mission. There's still so much more to say, you know, and Brian's got a lot to tell. He had a good mission. Brian's, in a lot of ways, really different, Brent. He's very spiritual. I was surprised when I came down his bedroom today, you know, and he's, while I was on his mission, he's bought, you know, doctrinal New Testament commentary and a lot of church books. And his priorities are very different now. And he's picked up, you know, those promised Messiah books that you want. He's never read them yet, but he's bought them to read them. And yet, this is the person, Brent, that never liked to read. And so, you know, the gospel, teaching the gospel has helped really open up Brian. He was a really good person before, but now I think he's much more caring of other people. I know I accused him a lot of times of forgetting the people who really mattered back home. And I hope soon I'll be able to really think that he didn't. But I know he does care about other people. One of the first things Mom asked him when he got off the plane was, you know, are you excited to be home? And Brian mentioned, well, I wish I could have stayed there just a few more weeks longer. There's 11 people that are going to be baptized. Brent, he's just doing really good. And I hope I'll be able to get him to say a few words on the end of this tape. If not, then I'm sure he'll write you a little letter. Brent, take care of yourself. I think I'm going to be signing off now. The tape's kind of half over. With Mom filling up the rest of the tape, that should give you a site all your own to send us a message back with. It'd be nice to hear your voice. Dad's doing really good. The office is sure changed now. Hazel quit, and so that's put me out on the front desk once again to kind of be the main receptionist. Jan's moved up now, and she said to tell you hello. She said to thank you for just always being so sweet to her. And she also has your address, and she said she'd try to drop you a line when she got a chance. So, take care of yourself, Brent. David's excited to be able to get over to Germany with you. He mentioned to Mom when she went up and told him, you know, thank you, that he'd like your address to write you, and you should be glad that you have such good friends, because David had a really good farewell today. His family talked, and it was good. It was really a special meeting. So, not to drag this on any longer, take care of yourself, Brent, and I'll try to get you a letter off soon, if not a tape. So, goodbye, and remember, I love you a lot. Bye.